Let's say that I had done something in session that had pissed off one of my clients and they gave me a terrible review. One of the things that can offset a bad review are good reviews. This is the Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses podcast with Dr. Kate Walker, where I teach you, Texans and non-Texans alike, the latest research-based information to hit your income goals, stay out of trouble, and make a bigger impact in your community. Join me and let's fill the gaps in access to mental health care and create a counseling career you'll love. Let's get to work.
Welcome to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, where it's all about working smarter, not harder. And here's your host, Dr. Kate Walker.
Who has climbed a few mountains.
Welcome to episode 73. If you've ever wondered if it's okay to solicit client testimonials, you're going to want to listen to this episode. Not only will you learn that, I'm going to give you actionable steps so that you can promote your practice and you can make your practice better, because that's what we do here at Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. Now, if you have ever wondered if becoming a clinical supervisor is for you, well, of course it is, because you're awesome. And that's how we make a bigger impact in our community. We become a clinical supervisor so we can continue to grow new counselors in our underserved areas. So all throughout the month of March, I'm offering 3 bonus courses when you purchase the 40-hour training to become a supervisor in Texas. How is this awesome? Well, not only will you be getting the course that has graduated more folks that go on to be clinical supervisors than any other course in Texas, you're going to get 3 amazing bonus courses. What are they? Well, I'm going to tell you, of course. Number one, you'll get what to charge for supervision. You'll get number 2, building an online course. So for those of you who've ever wondered how to do what I'm doing, and then number 3, you will get essential supervision systems that protect your license and your sanity. So March, this is when to do it. How do you do it? Super easy. Go to katewalkertraining.com/bonus. That's katewalkertraining.com/bonus. Go check out the 40-hour training. Now, let's get to work. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Welcome to your Tuesday training, where I'm going to help you get googly with it. So our theme for February is sharing the love. And there are lots of ways we share the love. Number one, we're amazing counselors and we share our passion by delivering amazing services to the individuals in our community. But people in our community, at least I'm a people in the community, right? I am trained, as are most people in the world, to look for reviews. I mean, when you go to a new town, if you want to go to a new restaurant, you're going to most likely look for reviews. And the dilemma for us is we cannot solicit reviews from our clients. And that's why if we hire outside marketing professionals or business coaches, and they're like, hey, you have to get reviews. You have to make sure everyone leaves you a review. And we're trying to explain to them, yeah, but we can't do that. And there are lots of reasons we can't do that, even though in the Texas rules, there's no rule that says you may not solicit reviews from clients, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, there's no rule that says that, but there is a rule that says you may not benefit from something at the client's expense. And I'm paraphrasing here. So what you're going to get from this training is how to give someone your Google link so they can leave you a review, how to give a review, how to get a review, and even how to use client data that you can publicize in an ethical way. So it's not that we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to client feedback, right? We can still solicit that in an ethical way and even publish the results. So hang out till the very end, because I want you to really understand how to do that. And if you are someone listening to me, and if you're on a replay, you know, I think you're amazing because you're probably doing something super boring and you can be in your earbuds. Awesome, go you. If you're listening to me live, you know, trying to figure out ways to get reviews. And if you're the person who's already got client testimonials on your website and you're kind of shaking in your boots right now, like, what's Kate going to say? Take a deep breath. It's okay. I'm going to kind of give you a way out of that if you're ready to take those testimonials down. And you do you. You are amazing no matter what. I'm just going to give you another way to do it. And so if you decide to get out of that camp that posts text testimonials, I'm going to throw you a lifeline. So having said all that, let's start at the beginning. Getting a Google review has to start with you claiming your business. Now, I'm going to give you a quick review of this because I could probably spend 30 minutes on how to do all of this. So I promised, and I'm going to deliver, I will be sharing a screen today. If you're listening to me on a replay, don't despair. I will talk you through everything that I'm doing and everything that I'm looking at. So as I share my screen, you'll see I'm already queued up to the Google My Business site. And how did I get here? Well, I Googled Google My Business because I don't use bookmarks. I don't know why. I just don't. So when you Google My Business, it will take you to a site where you can claim your business. So, you know, for example, I just wanted to Google, let's say, Joe's Counseling Shack. Let's see. If anybody owns, no, there's Joe's Crab Shack, lots of Joe's Crab Shack. So nobody over here claiming. So if that's your business, you might want to claim it. And you may see that sometimes when you go to Google something, it'll say, do you own this business? Would you like to claim this business? So this is you saying, yes, this is my business. So I'm back on the Google My Business page and you'll see there's a blue box that says manage now, or up here in the right-hand corner, it says sign in. So if I manage now, I'm kind of curious. I don't know where it's going to take me. Okay, so I'm logged in. I'm actually logged in to my private practice website, which is good because that's what I'm talking to, right? Private practice owners. So my private practice, achievebalance.org, is located in Texas, and it looks like it has some Google reviews. It has my hours. Anyway, it's kind of all about Achieve Balance. Let's say I want to click edit my business information. It must know that I'm logged in, right? So here's all my stuff here. I can go in and edit. I can add lots and lots of stuff, which I don't want to do today. So there is a process with claiming your business. And as I mentioned, you can go back into the trainings, actually, even in your membership, and see how folks have talked about that. And if you're attending the free webinar, if you attended the free webinar with Jenny Melrose, you could ask her that question. But in a nutshell, you have to prove that that's your business. And the way you prove that it's your business is with snail mail. So you would put in your address. They would send you a postcard in the mail that says, you know, to you. And then it would have a code. And when you enter that code, it's like, well, okay, now your business is verified. Now you have your business. So what you can do then is go to your dashboard. Now, the dashboard is going to have all kinds of fun stuff you can modify, like your hours and your holiday specials, but that's not why you're here today. You're here for that magical Google review link. So I'm going to take you to my Trello board. If you have followed me, if you've listened to me teach, you know that I am a Trello fan, so I keep everything on my Trello board. Here we go. We'll go to my example board. And this is an example of a board that I have with tons of links that I keep handy. And here's my link to Google reviews. So if I want a review, all I need to do is share. Now, this is the link to my Kate Walker training, so apologize for that, but it is my Google review link. So if I click that, you'll see a lovely pop-up window that says you can give Kate Walker training a review. So if I were to go to my Achieve Balance Google review and click that, I could give that to someone and they could review me on Google and it would show up. So Now we're getting into the ethics of it. So step one, you've got to claim your business in Google, Google My Business, go through that process. Once you get verified, then you will have the link to share with a friend who can then review your business. Now, why don't we give this link to clients? So many reasons. Let me count the ways. But number one, and I'm going to stop the share for a minute, is with counselors, there is a power differential, right? So we are in a position where we're helping our client and we have a certain set of skills, as Liam Neeson likes to say, right? So while we're not like hired killers like Liam Neeson in Taken, we are still in a position where sometimes we're helping our clients by, challenging them. Or we might be helping our clients by paraphrasing, summarizing, extending, and here's this truth you may not have thought about that they don't really like or they're not prepared for yet. So in a nutshell, sometimes when we're doing good work, our client's pissed off, all right? Just in a nutshell. So if you're listening to this and you're not a counselor, little peek behind the curtain there. We're not in that room to create fans, all right? I want you to hit pause, rewind that, and play that again. We're not in the therapy room to create a fan. And you have heard me, if you've listened to my marketing videos before, I love creating fans. You know that when the potential client calls and we're not able to help them, we are going to create a fan who will refer our services to family and colleagues, et cetera, et cetera. But once they become a client, this is our sacred duty, y'all. We have to understand that we're not in that room to make friends. We're there to do good work. And when you ask for a review, in that moment, that power differential shifted and your client is now saying, okay, they asked me for a review. I really like my counselor. I'd hate for them to be pissed off at me. So yeah, I'll give them a review. And then now, imagine you're the counselor who just offered that client your Google link. Are you going to change the way you counsel so that they don't go back and give you a bad review? So there's so much going on here that's for your gain, but not necessarily for the client's gain, right? And worst case scenario, if it changes how you do therapy, it's not good for anybody. So that's my stance. I'm sticking to it. And if you're in the camp that posts testimonials on your website, please don't hang up. I want you to keep listening because there is a way to get that data from your clients. I'll get to that in just a second. So you may be asking, well, Kate, what the heck is the Google link for if I can't give it to my client? Well, it's kind of what this whole month of February is about in Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. We are colleagues and we can review each other. So you have colleagues that you have sat in classes with before. You've heard them present. Maybe you've gone to conferences and they've offered CEs. You've gone to community events and you're like, hey, I know that person. That was an amazing talk on parenting adolescents in, you know, the age of COVID. You're able to give a colleague an amazing review that speaks to their expertise. It may speak to their speaking ability, their personality. You know, like when you're good with people and you can make them laugh and you can shake their hand. So you are able to speak to so much with your colleague that translates into, yeah, I bet this person's a pretty good counselor too. So don't think that, okay, I'm going to talk about this person's amazing presenting skills, Kate. That has nothing to do with counseling. That's not going to attract a client for my colleague here. Well, I don't know. If you were trying to seek out counselors and you saw, oh my goodness, this person has an amazing review from a colleague that says they're a good presenter on this topic that I need counseling for. Holy moly, this is the person for me. So your review can still matter, even though you're not speaking as a client about this person's counseling skills. That makes sense? Now, I don't want you to get hung up on this thing, competition. I hear that a lot. Well, why would I review my colleague? We're in the same town. We serve the same population. Y'all, if there can be a mattress store on every corner and a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, there is enough business to go around on this planet that we don't need to get into that scarcity mindset that somehow I cannot help my colleague grow because it means less for me. That's not the way it works. Your town, your community, your region has plenty of folks who need your particular services. So you building up a colleague is only being helpful. It's only helping the community. It's only making sure that we are truly filling the gaps in access to care. And it's not taking away anything from you. I talk about this in another presentation that I do about what to do if you get a bad Google review. And I have 5 Google reviews on my private practice site. I didn't solicit those. I can't stop people from giving me reviews. So if a client wants to disclose their very own identity and give me a review, I don't have to go in and take that down, right? But remember, protected health information belongs to the client. They can do whatever they want to with it. So that review, I'm very happy. It's their 5-star reviews. Yay. But let's say that I had done something in session that had pissed off one of my clients and they went over there and gave me a terrible review. This has happened. So one of the things that can offset a bad review are good reviews. And so you have to be really careful here because remember, you can't announce to the world that this person's your client. Remember, you can neither confirm nor deny that client's identity when you have that Google review, right? So you going back and forth with that client online in public, I don't know, to me, that's a little gray. What you can do, though, is you can contact trusted colleagues who have seen you speak, who have seen you do amazing things and say, hey, could you guys do me a favor and give me a good review? You know, there's a bad one on my site. You don't have to say that's my client. You don't have to say anything about what the content or who the identity is of that review. You can simply ask colleagues to give you a good review, but I'm not going to go deep into that because that's in another presentation, another podcast episode, another blog post. So last but not least, this is the part you needed. There is a way to use client data that you can publicize that will show how amazing you are. So one of the things folks often do, I know my doctor does this, they'll send out a survey saying, how did we do? Right? So I can go answer like a 5-minute survey about, was your appointment on time? Was the waiting room clean? I don't know. There are a lot of questions, though, that I get asked about the services that I received from, let's say, my physician, right? And we've all gotten those before. Well, what you can do is collate that data and announce the results, if they're good, to your public. And my software that I use with my clients is called Full Slate. It is a HIPAA compliant software that allows me to send out some template emails. So these are preloaded emails that I've gotten together. I'm not an affiliate for Full Slate. I think they're awesome, though. I would recommend them anytime. As long as they stay HIPAA compliant, it's wonderful for those of us who work in this field. So here's an example. If you're listening to me, what I'm looking at is the template for my follow-up email when a client has had their last session with me and or they haven't come back in a while. They'll get this email. It will trigger after a certain amount of time. It says name. That'll be the client's name. Again, this is not a mass email, right? That's not HIPAA compliant. We're sending out just one email with HIPAA compliant software. We appreciate you choosing us for your care, and we hope you were satisfied with the services you received. If you have a moment, it would be very helpful if you would answer 3 questions about your experience with your therapist at our client satisfaction survey. Your responses are completely confidential. Thank you for helping us to improve. Achievebalance.org, our phone number, and a link to our online scheduling. So here's what it looks like when the client clicks it. If you're listening to me, basically what I'm looking at is a SurveyMonkey survey that I made a few years ago. And it says, thank you for taking the time to answer 3 questions about your experience with the therapists at AchieveBalance.org. So this is back when I had multiple therapists. So if I click next, I would see, 1, how satisfied were you with the service you received? And then they get to answer on a scale of not satisfied to very satisfied. And then the second question, how likely would you be in returning for future services if needed? 3, how comfortable are you referring family and friends to your therapist? 4, do you have any comments? 5, would you like to tell us your therapist's name? So the first 3, those are just data points. So back in the 80s, when they were like 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed would recommend Crest toothpaste or whatever. That's what we'd be doing here, right? We could collate the data. We could come up with some averages. We could say something like, you know what? 95% of the folks who responded to this survey said that they were very satisfied with the services they received from us, right? You see how that works? I'm not revealing any information. I'm not giving any identifiable information. Now, the comments and 5, would you tell us your therapist's name? Those are internal. That's what we used back in the day for quality control. Because if somebody cared enough to leave a comment and their therapist's name, then I, as a boss, would have a good idea about what next steps to take. Because remember our rule here, just because someone's pissed at us, that doesn't mean the therapist did a bad job. Just because the person is not coming back doesn't mean the therapist did a bad job, right? We have clients in the pre-contemplative stage. They like the idea of therapy, but they're not ready for therapy. So of course, as a boss, I want to ask more questions, but I'm not coming down with a sledgehammer when maybe all I need is like a tissue, right? So when you get the results of that data, and remember that's ongoing, because if you're giving out these outcome surveys after, let's say the client doesn't come back for 2 months, you send the outcome survey, and things are coming back that you're like, hey, I kind of want to celebrate this. Well, then go to your website and celebrate it. 4 out of 5 people would recommend our therapists to family and friends. That's wonderful. And if no one else is publicizing that data and I'm searching for a counselor, that's going to mean a whole lot to me. Internally, if you see there are problems, then you have a way to course correct and fix things. All right, I'm looking over at my survey now. I'm not screen sharing. How comfortable are you referring family and friends to your therapist? If 4 out of 5 people would not refer you, okay, that's good data too. You're not going to publicize that. I wouldn't. But that's something you definitely would need to stop. Have a staff meeting. Let's see what's going on here. I mean, that's pretty horrendous, right? You would need to course correct internally. All right, so what did I talk about today? Sharing the love, and that means all of our colleagues, taking the time to give a colleague a Google review as a colleague. So we can give Google reviews. You can get the link to get a Google review. The ethics behind that, I discourage you from soliciting reviews from a client ever, right? And I stand by that. So there's another way to do it, which I've already explained. But just to remind you, grab the data from an outcome survey. Give your clients an outcome survey that's de-identified or anonymous, and then publicize the data because you're awesome. They're going to love you. They're going to give you great data that shows you're doing a good job. And if they don't, well, then fix it. That's what we're here for. That's what Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses is all about, is making sure you stay in business because you're too important to lose because you did something like client testimonials wrong, or you didn't do any kind of outcome data at all, and you had a problem that you fixed too late or before things were too far gone. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for attending, watching, listening, replaying, whatever it is you're doing. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. And have I got a gift for you? In March, it's tax season, right? Everything has to be filed in April, but counselors, you got to get ready. And I've got Dr. Olivia Waddell, who's going to help us out. She's not just a practice owner, clinical supervisor, and the past president of Texas Mental Health Counseling Association. She's also a tax guru. She is awesome at getting counselors ready for tax season. So she is our free webinar guest expert. This is happening March 28th at 6 p.m. And remember, you get a free CE and Step It Uppers. Of course, you get the replay. but you still got to register. And so does everybody else. So it's super easy to do. Just go to katewalkertraining.com/free webinar. That's katewalkertraining.com/free webinar. I'll see you there. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Thank you so much for listening to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. Thank you to Ridgely Walker for her lovely voiceovers at our introduction. And do me a favor, when you get a second, please like, share, and subscribe, and write us a review. That's really how we get picked up by other RSS feeds, and we get this information out to the mental health badasses who need it. Thanks again, and keep saving the world with excellent therapy.